Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Madison.
Hello, I attended a free Demon Live class and found out that community college grades would be calculated into my LSAC GPA. I took a class at a community college and transferred the credit to my university. I got a B, and I'm not sure if it's possible to get the grade changed to pass-fail. Without that B, my estimated LSAC GPA would be a 3.92. However, including it brings me down to a 3.89. This is the only B I've ever gotten, and it bums me out that it will show up in LSAC's calculation. If you think this is worth pursuing, what should I say to the community college? You should at least ask. But what do you think Madison should ask?
How do you make that ask? I mean, why would they be inclined to honor this?
They're a community college. Maybe they're not as concerned about a grade that you only have one class from. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if you go in them, and you say something like, I had no, you know, I'm really grateful for the experience I had at Modesto Junior College, and it really transformed me. I never thought I would end up applying to law school. You know, I was working and working through other stuff in my life at the time, and I did my best, but I didn't prioritize my grades like I did later in my education. As it turns out, this B from Modesto Junior College is the only B on my entire record as I apply to law school, and it actually counts. When I apply, I was just wondering if there's any sort of a what are those programs called, Ben? There's something like about a
remediation.
Redemption.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just all I'm asking for is, can you just change it to a pass instead of a B?
Yep.
I mean, for a lot of people, that would make their GPA worse.
Yeah.
Right. For me, like, I wish that a lot of grades on my transcript from undergrad could be changed into pass, because I got a lot of C's and B minuses and other shitty grades. And so it would be great if those would just be a pass. I think, Madison, you should ask on LSAT Demon. Sorry, on Thinking LSAT. Episode 433. Right at the top of the show, we had a whole bunch of emails about appeals. And you could go listen to that episode. Maybe we can link that in these show notes. That episode had useful, it had success stories of people who got things like this appealed, including someone who got the grade policy changed at their entire school. She went back and had 10-year-old grades changed from F's to withdraws, which is an even, you know, it's a bigger change than this. Geez, changing a B to a pass. I mean, B is clearly a passing grade, and it's not even the worst passing grade. Like, why wouldn't you change a B to a pass, you know?
Yeah.
And, but anyway, Ariana got, you'll hear it on Thinking LSAT if you listen over there, but Ariana got the policy changed for her whole school, and she got an entire semester of F's changed into W's. So the lesson there is that it's always worth asking. I don't know. Anything else you want to say to Madison?
No, good luck.
Good luck, Madison. Let us know how it goes. We would really appreciate hearing whether it was successful or a failure. I would point out that Ariana, the story we told on Thinking LSAT, Ariana says that she was all caps, very persistent, and eventually got what she wanted. So, you know, you might have to do a little bit of lawyering on your own behalf here, Madison, in order to get that grade changed. The one thing that I know for sure is that it will not change if you do not ask them.
Great. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.